Praise the Lord, folks. This is Bishop Pate coming live from the prayer house. You have not heard my voice across America live since the last morning of our 12 hours of prayer this summer. So many powerful things have taken place since you last heard my voice. There are some things prophetically that I want to talk to you, amen, about within this time period that's going to enlighten you, encourage you, and cause a spirit of urgency of the hour, amen, that we're in. I've been here for over 6 months seeking the Lord concerning releasing a power of faith and grace and mercy upon the city of Baton Rouge, that fear and murder would leave off of the streets of our capital city, and that a chain reaction of God's power would touch Shreveport, amen, all the way down to New Orleans and every town and city in Louisiana, and from Louisiana across the nation. And we've been hearing great testimonies of the crime rate that's been going down, the murder here in the city of Baton Rouge. But you have not seen anything yet. The best is truly yet to come. I'm speaking concerning not only the things that are happening at this moment, but I have heard from the Lord concerning 2024. The Lord has spoke to me, and that he will magnify the Sovereign Grace Ship. The Sovereign Grace Ship. There is a Sovereign Grace Ship that's going on in this hour in the earth and in the United States of America, that God has chosen Louisiana. I say God has chosen Louisiana to be the place that he will magnify and do certain things that will bring major change and cause the revival that people have prayed for. For those of you that's part, amen, of the sovereign move of God's grace and the holy anointed oil, we realize that revival is not an event, but revival is a person. That in this sovereign grace ship, God will raise up men and women, boys and girls that you have never heard of, that will be walking in the power of God in the same anointing that the apostles and prophets, amen, of the first century walked in. That you will see God's imagination being released upon from the youth to the elderly, amen, individuals that you thought that would be retiring, but they will be refiring. And God's presence will move beyond the faith of men. And we that truly have accepted what God is doing in this hour, amen, will walk in such a grace that you will not even at times have to speak the words of life out of your mouth, but God will honor the very thoughts of your mind. Great and mighty days of wonders are coming upon us, and also great tragedies like the world has never heard of will be taking place real soon. But the Bible says that when these times come, that we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because our redemption draweth nigh. our redemption draweth nigh. Now, the Lord told us to pray for the peace of Israel. So I'm challenging you not to back down in your prayer life, but to, amen, to give more to your prayer life. And listen to what I'm about to say to you, because the enemy will use, amen, doctrines of scriptures, amen, to get you off of your mission. Your mission is to pray for the peace of Israel. Amen. Jesus said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take in the stranger, visit those that are in prison. And that what is going on right now, amen, in the Middle East, understand you have born again believers on both sides. Both sides. And the Lord wants you to know not to panic about what's going on, no matter what the news report, to keep your focus on your redemption drawing nigh. Keep your heart on your redemption drawing nigh. In other words, stay focused on the assignment that God has given you, because the things that has been prophesied, amen, from ancient days, they shall come to pass. You cannot stop, amen, what God has said. If he spoke it, he'll do it. If he said it, he shall bring it to pass. He is not a man to lie to us. He's not a man to lie to us. Listen to me. The word of prophecy and the prophetic that God has given, amen, to me, amen, to share with you today will be a message of hope. It will cause a spirit of hope to come. It will cause a spirit of consistency to come upon you. Those of you that's been procrastinating, those of you that have been, amen, just putting it off till tomorrow, the things that God has called you to do, amen, you will be consistent. Because the diligent shall bear rule. The diligent shall bear rule. And you shall see, amen, of people in the body of Christ that will learn how to compliment one another, reward one another, encourage one another, and motivate one another like you have never seen in your life. Listen to me. We will live in the season of high expectation. You and I will live in the season of God's sovereign graceship of in high expectation. I say high expectation. Just like a child, how they, amen, they're taught that during the holidays that they're going to get gifts and eat plenty of good food and travel. And they live all year long with a spirit of high expectation that certain blessings are going to come at a certain season of the year. Amen. So a spirit of hope is being released right now out of my mouth from the prayer chamber. A spirit, amen, that would challenge you to be consistent in your doing for the Lord. The scripture says, whatever you can find with your hands to do, do it with all your might. For the race is not for the swift or the strong, but is for those that will endure until the end. It's not for the mighty, it's not for the wise, but it's for those that will endure till the end, because time and chance happens for us all. There will be such an awareness in this season of this sovereign grace shift is going to happen instantly for those of you that's been consistent in your giving, consistent in your prayer life, consistent in your work of the Lord. It is going to happen instantly, amen, in this time of your diligence, amen, in this time of your diligence. The rewards on the way. Some of you are being rewarded openly right now because of the high expectation, amen, that God is not a man to lie to you. Now, please hear me. I say, please hear me. You will receive what God has given me to give to you. See, Paul said it like this to the people of God. He said, I may not be an apostle, amen, to all of you, but I am an apostle to you. See, God calls certain men and women to reach certain people at this different times, amen, in history. The Lord has anointed me and called me to reach, amen, inner city America. God has called me to reach, amen, and this season, listen to me, the overflow will touch every other group of people in America and around the world through the sovereign grace of God in the holy anointed oil. I say in the holy anointed oil. Amen. We're getting testimonies from all over the world. I say we're getting testimonies from all over the world. And I thank God for those of you that's tuned in right now, because there are some deep things that I will be sharing with you, amen, when I get to the end of what the Spirit of the Lord has given me to give you today. I cannot give you the depth of everything that the Lord has been saying unto me in this prayer chamber for these months. There's so much revealed knowledge that God, amen, has allowed me to see. Amen, and experience the different visions and dreams that I have had in my time of being isolated and shut off from the daily activities of my life. Amen. Are you hearing the word of the Spirit speak to your heart? So there is a group of people, amen, that's listening and that will listen. And that is around the entire world. God has assigned me to you. I say, God has assigned me to you. And the Bible says that God will never do a thing except he first reveal it to his servants, the prophet. Also in Amos 3:3, it says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Let me give you some principles of what God is doing and what he's going to do. I say, let me give you some principles of what God is doing and what he's going to do. As I speak to you, the enemy has allowed many, many violent men to enter into this country. Many, many illegal actions and took place and allowed tens of thousands of violent men to come into this nation. Are you hearing me? I say to come into this nation. But the Lord told me to tell you and to remind you, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. In the original language there, that means God has given you control over your mind, and he will protect you. I say he will protect you. Amen. He will build a wall of protection and fire around you because you are a child of the Almighty God. Some thought, amen, in this season of speaking to you, the sovereign grace shift from sons of men unto sons of God. God is about to breathe upon carnal men, and men will be crying out, what must I do to be saved in this season in the year 2024? Like never before in the history of America. I say more men are going to be getting saved in 2024, amen, than any time in the history of America and the world. God is going to do something special with men. It will be the year that the enlightenment of the Spirit of God would enlighten the minds of people that you thought would never call on the name of the Lord. And I have some teaching that God has spoke to my heart, some words, amen, to bring you back on track, to line up with the prophecy that will keep flowing here, amen, at this time, because I feel the Spirit of grace upon me so strong right now, I can barely hold myself up in this chair. Hallelujah. Amen. The sovereign grace shift. Somebody say that out there. The sovereign grace shift from sons of men into sons of God. From sons of men into sons of God. I say from sons of men unto sons of God. I say from sons of men into sons of God. Now I want to give you a special word to those of you that are in the territory called Louisiana. And the territory called Louisiana, the Spirit of the Lord showed me, amen, from the old map that he was going to move in a mighty way in the territory that is called the Louisiana Purchase. The Louisiana Purchase. The Louisiana Purchase. 15 states, amen, came out of the Louisiana Purchase. And it happened by a sovereign shift of grace. I say the Louisiana Purchase happened by a sovereign move of God's grace. The President Jefferson, they realized that the United States would be like Europe if they did not control the land from the Atlantic all the way to the Pacific. Now, I'm talking about the mindset of carnal men, but how God, amen, uses, amen, are you hearing me, things that men did for evil, and God would turn around for the good to save much people alive. Brother Pate, what do you mean about Jefferson them had, amen, an ideal to make the country spread from the Atlantic all the way to the Pacific? Why? Because Europe, amen, lived in a constant state of war because one country was right down the borderline next to the other. And they just fought for centuries. They fought for centuries. These men realized that they didn't control the whole United States, that other nations will come and set up their nation within this nation, and we'll have just a new world order of Europe here in the United States. Brother Pate, why are you giving us a little history lesson here? Because I'm telling you, and I believe the Spirit going to show you, amen, that God is going to move like never before in the states that was a part of the Louisiana Purchase. And he's going to start here in Louisiana. Amen. That's why he has commissioned you and I to take the capital, amen, Baton Rouge, as a prize of the power of God, as an example to the rest of the nation, that the church, the called out ones of God, there's no force on the planet can stop us when we will to do the will of God. Jesus said that up on this revelation that I will build a people and the gates of hell itself shall not prevail against the people of God. I say the gates of hell itself shall not prevail against the people of God. For greater is Christ that is in us than he that is in the world. For we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. Don't panic because of all the foolishness you see on the news, all the foolishness that's on television and the advertising, the billboards. And it seems like our youth is totally out of control. But listen, child of God and children of God, that God is turning sons of men into the sons of God. All this evil that you have seen advertised and promoted here in America is the activities of the sons of men. But I see in the near future that a move of giant men rising up out of the earth. In the year 1967, I saw the whole world shutting down, and I saw giant men coming up out of the concrete of broken inner city America, and their shoulders was in the clouds, and their voices united and hit the continent of Africa, and lights went from one end of Africa to the next. And I asked God in 1967, what is this that I see? He said, before the one world government come in and seize control of the entire world, that God will raise up the black man, amen, up out of the broken streets of inner city America and turn them from sons of men into sons of God. I say into sons of God. I say into sons of God, that God is taking an oppressed people, a people that's been in bondage, a people that wrestle with low self-esteem, a people that seem like everything they touch, amen, that fell apart, a people that the laws of the land, amen, has destroyed their mindset, that where they could not function as fathers and could not be the men they need to be, even in the church of Jesus Christ. But I saw giant men rising up out of a broken world. Are you hearing me? And building a righteous economy that will feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take in the stranger, visit those that are in prison, and hold back the judgment, amen, of God out of America before this one world banking system come in and take everything. That God will use the black man and woman to set the moral standard and hold back this judgment. And every other group of people will experience the power and the anointing that will be coming up out of inner city America. So, amen, have faith in God and have faith in the word of prophecy today. All you hear, the season has come. And the world has already showed you that they can set the system down, amen, in one day without passing laws in Congress, without, amen, the Supreme Court acting on it, that the devil can use one man that do not know God and set this whole system down. But thanks be unto God that has given us the victory. Because God will not have us ignorant concerning the things that he is about to do. The second thing I'm going to deal with, what God gave me, is the sons and daughters of Louisiana. Write this down. The sons and daughters of Louisiana is one of God's last chance to save America. I say the sons and daughters of Louisiana is one of the last chance to save America. That's why I'm so honored to have supporters like you from New York to California, from Canada to the Caribbean and around the world that have stood with the seas of this city called Baton Rouge. Because Baton Rouge is the city where the grandfather clause was passed that canceled out the effect of the Civil War. And over 207,000 amen, blacks lost their right to vote, and about 60,000 more, amen, whites lost their right to vote. And the wicked, amen, redefined themselves and enslaved a world, amen, and legalized hatred of another race, amen, on the law, by law, and the other states in the South followed it. And God has given me a word to give you hope and rejoice, because what the devil meant for evil, God has already turned it around to do much good. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? Yes. The sons and daughters of Louisiana is one of America's last chance. And you are a part of it across America that's been sowing into this prophetic word before it came. Now let's go to the word of the Lord. Let's go to the word of the Lord. You're going to see armies of violent men in America uniting. But you're going to see, amen, the men of God, amen, preaching and speaking the word of God. And God is going to change these sons of men into sons of God. And the Bible says in Romans the 8th chapter, 10th verse, and if Christ be in you, the body, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify, put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage and again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption from sons of men into sons of God, from sons of men into sons of God. The sovereign grace shift, the sovereign grace shift from sons of men unto sons of God. For as many as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. But you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. When you see the truth, he comes with his own set of rules. When you see the truth, he comes with his own set of rules. Jesus is the truth, but Jesus leaves us principles. Let's call the principles it, even though we know you cannot separate the principles of God from God himself. So when you see, when the principles come, which is come from truth, it set its own rules. In other words, when you accept the truth, it's no going back. When you accept the truth, it's no going back. How can you say that, Brother Pate? You might walk away from the truth, but you can't go back to your sin and enjoy it. You might walk away from the truth, but when you do evil, you live under conviction. You never stop believing, even if you do not obey. I say, when you see the truth, receive the truth, you can't go back. You will always believe, even if you believe in hell. The problem with the truth is it never changed. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children of God, then heirs and heirs of God. And John heirs with Christ. He became poor so you could become rich. He became weak as a man so you could become strong. Let the weak say I'm strong. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. God said his glory will be revealed in the sons of God. I say, God said his glory shall be revealed in the sons of God. That you were called to God to do more than sit in a two-hour church service. You was called to God to do more than just sing in a choir. You was called to God to be a mighty army in this earth. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. God, in this sovereign grace shift, will reveal the glory to his church. His church will reveal the glory of God to the world. And because the glory will be revealed, men that are born of women shall become the sons of God. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole earth is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. I say the earth is groaning, moaning, waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. Jesus said the works that he did, we will do them. And even more than these shall we do, because he goes to the Father. He said, I must go away, but I will send another, one of the same unto you. He will not only be with you, but he will live in you. He will live in you. And the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place and one accord. And suddenly the Spirit of God came as a rushing mighty wind and filled the place where they were sitting. And clothing tongues of fire lit up on each one of them. They began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them their utterance. And they fell out of that upper room. And Peter, amen, which was a coward, just a few days before, received the Holy Ghost. Peter, the one that cursed and lied and said, I don't even know Jesus Christ. Peter, the one that ran off and wept. But God, through Jesus Christ, had prophetically warned him. He said, the devil desires to grind you up to powder. But Peter, I have prayed that your faith fail not. In other words, when you repent, because you didn't lose faith, then you go and strengthen your brother. This same man that was a coward, this same man that was broken when Jesus died on Calvary and he rose from the dead the third day, he led captivity to captive and gave gifts to the children of men, the ministry of the apostles, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, for the working of the ministry, for the equipping of the saints, for the working of the ministry, until we come into the full measure of Christ. Until we start operating as the sons of God on this earth. As we start operating as the sons of God on this earth. As we start operating as the son of God on this earth. Then when we cry, Abba Father, that God is your Father. That your will be done in earth as it done in heaven. Oh God, let your glory and your power rest mightily upon everyone that's hearing my voice today. Let your glory and your power operate mightily upon everyone that hear my voice today. Let your mind come alive in them. that they will know your thoughts on thinking, that they will learn how to receive, they will learn how to give, they will learn how to walk in boldness and be courageous and fear no man for the rest of the days of their lives. They will never fear man. They will never even fear the activities of the earth. But we stand in the midst of a crooked and a perverted world, and we say, peace, be still. And we declare like Peter did on the day of Pentecost when he stood up and said, these men are not drunk like you think they are. I know they act like they're drunk, but they're not drunk. They're high on the spirit. You got to pray in tongues more in this season than you ever prayed in your life. You got to stay filled with the spirit in this hour more than you have in your life. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the power. Let the power of the Spirit out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Some of you hadn't spoken in tongues and prayed in tongues in years. I release you to worship God in the Spirit. I release you to pray in tongues. I release you to pray the mysteries of God. Don't you know that when you know, amen, when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and filled with the Spirit and speak in tongues, you're praying the mysteries of God to you. I say the next blessing that comes in your life, you don't know how it's going to come. You don't know who's going to bring it. You don't know how it's going to come. But when you pray in the Spirit, you're drawing it to you because you're praying in the mystery of God. I say you're praying in the mystery of God. Amen. Sometimes you got to struggle. Sometimes you got to wrestle in that prayer because demons are set there to stop you. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and power, political demons in high places, these evil spirits. But God has given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall harm you. Amen. Pray till you pray through. Pray in the Spirit of God. I release the blessings, amen, of the prayer house upon you. I release that sovereign grace shift upon you. I release to the daughters and sons, amen, be thy fill and be thy bless right now. And Peter said, this is that. This is the fulfillment of prophecy. This is the fulfillment of prophecy. This is the fulfillment of prophecy. God has sent me back to the prayer house, and I've been here, amen, for 6 months, and I'm releasing the fulfillment of prophecy. Every prophecy that has been spoken in your life that was of God, I am releasing that prophecy now to have a sovereign grace shift. I'm releasing that prophecy right now, amen, to go and move beyond your faith. I'm releasing the imagination of God upon you, that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe, that, amen, the foolishness of God is wiser than man. So I release God's imagination upon you. Somebody need to get up and praise your God right now. Somebody need to praise God right now, because as you praise him, he's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. As you praise him, he's going to reveal the mystery, amen, of your prayers. But we know not how to pray as we are, but the Spirit takes over with groanings that cannot be understood. But the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God, because the Holy Spirit is the mind of God working on your behalf. Now receive in the mighty name of Jesus. But the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole earth, all the elements, is waiting on the manifestation of why Jesus died and poured out his blood on the mercy seat, that we could cry, Abba, Father, that he has adopted us into the family. Hallelujah. Now operate in the Spirit. Amen. And fulfill not the lust of the flesh. But the earnest expectation and the creatures wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. But the creatures were subject to vanity, that's the sons of men, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. God has delivered us from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. That God, hallelujah, is going to redeem our bodies. Hallelujah, well, mortality. I'm going to put on immortality. Hallelujah. But we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for it? But if you hope for that which you see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And likewise the Spirit also help our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with the groaning which we that cannot be uttered. It's time to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's time to pray in tongues every day of our lives as much as we can. It's time to pray in your mind all the time. Paul said, I pray more than you all. Paul said, I pray more than all of you, and you Corinthians. Hallelujah. Because you don't have to open your mouth up to pray. You can pray with your heart. You can pray with your mind. Your spirit even wants to pray. Your spirit wants to talk to God all the time. That's why God is going to give us this city of Baton Rouge. It's going to be a praying city for everyone. Somebody in every household will be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. Stop right there. If we're going to fulfill and live out this prophecy, we cannot have bitterness in our heart. We cannot have grudges. We cannot, amen, be controlled by jealousy, envy, and strife. How can all things work together for the good to us that love God if our hearts are not right because bad things have happened to us? Joseph told his brothers that sold him out. He said, yes, y'all sold me and made a slave out. Yes, some hard things have happened to me down here in this world, sister. But you meant it for evil. But God turned it around for good. Because he put me in a position to save the whole so-called known world. Those things that you've been through only prepared you for what you're about to do for God, to bring glory. To bring glory to his name. To bring glory to your name. And for your shame, he's going to bless you double. Why? Because of the sovereign grace shift. Because you are a son and a daughter of God. You have an inheritance in God. Hallelujah. We know that all things work together for the good to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknown, he also did predestinate to be conformed to his image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God already can predestine beautiful things in your life, but it's up to you to choose it. It's up to you to receive it. It's up to you to live the lifestyle so you can possess it and keep it. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And who he called, them he also justified. And who he justified, hallelujah, he also glorified. Hallelujah. I can see that anointing on you right now. I feel that anointing on you. I feel that power in your hands. Hallelujah. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If God and gave us his best, Jesus, whatever we need according to his will, it's yours already. Instantly, it's yours already. We have entered into the time of God's sovereignty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justified. God has justified you. I don't care if you did wrong up until you got on this line with me. If you repent right now, it is God that justified you. If you repent right now, mean it from your heart, it is God that justified you. The blood has cleansed you. The price of sin was paid for over 2,000 years ago. Let not condemnation govern you any longer. You are free. I rebuke every satanic power that's been lying to you, speaking to your mind. I rebuke and I command strength to come in you where you stop falling in that same wicked situation over and over again. Look what God says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, perils of the sword? Yes, there's going to be a lot of that going on in America. But God said you won't be separated from him. It is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted like sheep to the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, or power, anything present but to come. Anything present or to come cannot separate us from the love of God. Nor heights, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Stop talking about the devil talking to you. Stop talking about the devil telling you to do this and that. Rebuke the devil. Draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. Rebuke the devil and he'll run from you. Hallelujah. That's why this sovereign grace shift is so necessary. Because sovereign grace moves beyond your faith. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. So be it. So be it. So be it. Getting back to Louisiana, which y'all been praying for some of you for years. Others, for the last 3.5, might have close to 4 years you've been praying. In the last 6 months, you've totally been dedicated to praying for Louisiana, Baton Rouge, which control Louisiana. Write this down. In 1803, there was a sovereign grace shift to save America physically. America would have been destroyed, having all kind of wars for the last 200 years or more, if Jefferson, amen, Senator Furman, and a guy named Kid Carson. Kid Carson was a wild man that knew the land. Freeman was a senator that knew how to write maps. Understand, before this country became the United States of America, it was not the territory. But it was unexplored territory by the white man. Are you listening to me? I said, by the white man. Because I'm going to come straight out truth with you today. How can we ever move God till we deal with the truth? But Carson knew territory. He was a scout. He was a wild man. Herman was an educated man that could draw maps. They charted out the territory of this new purchase called Louisiana. There's a physical land, trees, natural resources. Through the Louisiana Purchase, they bought it for $15 million from Napoleon. It added 15 states to the Union. The nation doubled in size in one day. In one day. If God could double the United States in one day, I wonder what he can do for you. Don't look at what you've got going on in your life right at this moment. God is looking at you different. When sovereign grace shifted you, and one day this country doubled in size. Now, I can deal with different people of different philosophies and teachings. Yes, they took this land from the natives. Yes. But the Son of Man, he lives to conquer. The Son of Man got evil in his heart. The Son of Man gonna find somebody to take something from. The Son of Man needs to be born again. The Son of Man needs to become a son of God. So these sons of men did a deal with France and doubled the size of the country in one day. But the country needed to be explored. So through Kit Carson and Senator Furman, amen, maps, marks off territory. Territory becomes towns. Towns become cities. Territory becomes states. And what we have is the United States. It happened because it was written down first. I say it was written down. It came out of a man's mind. Everything that's going to be done that's going to last for a season that it needs to last, you must first write it down. What are you writing down? Are you writing down these prophetic words that's coming out of my mouth? Are you snatching something that you can write down and say the prophet spoke this and it's going to come to pass? And because they wrote it down, and they turned that ink on paper into buildings, into people, into cities, into states, into a nation. God has already written down in heaven what he's going to do with the sons of God. That he's going to take the sons of God and preach the gospel to the sons of men. And the sons of men are going to become adopted sons of God. You need to know that. Now, this nation doubled in size in one day, and the sovereign shift of destiny. There is a destiny that God wants a sovereign shift you in. There is a destiny that God is going to sovereign grace shift you in. It's going to happen in a one day period. You're going to be working, 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 and then, bam, breakthrough. I prophesy this starting right now. Somebody needed to hear this word. The second thing I want you to know concerning what God has showed me up in here, the question must be asked, can any good thing come out of Louisiana? Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? I'm going to give you some things about Louisiana. That question is a sound statement to be made. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, in the top 10 murder of young minority men in America. I say Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans are in the top 10 with such a small population in Louisiana. In the top 10 of murdering young minority men. Murdering young minority men. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? Louisiana is in the top 3 of single parent households on earth. I say Louisiana is in the top three of single parents in America. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? Louisiana jumps from 1 to 2 in imprisonment in the nation. I say Louisiana goes from being number 1 to number 2 of the most imprisonment state in America. More people go to jail here than anywhere in the world. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? Louisiana is number 5 in illiteracy. Not able to read. If you don't able to read, you don't understand in the nation. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? It's going to take a sovereign move of God's grace to get these people saved. If you can't read, you can't explain what you understand. And we right there in the top 5 of folks that cannot read. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? We have entered in to a sovereign grace shift that God has heard the cry of people that cannot read. God has heard the cry of a people that do not understand. God has heard the cry of the ignorant, not knowing. When you don't know, you hurt yourself more than your enemies hurt you. Because you can have a pure heart. But if your mind don't understand, you always live in bondage. You always live in pain. You always suffer. But God is magnifying his sovereign shift in Louisiana because of your prayers and support across America. This announcement from heaven would not be made, not from this prayer house, if it wasn't for you, New York, California, Canada, Colorado, Texas, Florida, Chicago, from all 50 states, if y'all wasn't sowing and sowing and sending the oil out, this revelation would not be given today so we can see and what we're fighting with and what we're fighting against. What we're fighting with and what we're fighting against. Please hear me. Louisiana overall ranks last in the least safe place to live. Who want to move to a place where it's a dangerous place to live in? Dangerous because of the education, dangerous because of the imprisonment, danger because of the murder, danger because of the bigotry, the racism, dangerous because of the poverty, dangerous because of all the false religion that's going forth in the name of Jesus. I say the world system says this is the last on the list to be successful. This is Bishop Pick coming from the prayer house live. God has opened up my mouth to speak to you, to tell you there's a sovereign grace shift we have entered into. We have entered into a zone that has separated us from a whole lot of other believers in America by God's sovereign power. The sovereign grace and the holy anointed oil. And he also told me that everyone now that have received the oil after this moment of me speaking, there's going to be more power flowing of God through the oil now. Because the sovereign grace shift has shifted the grace of God even more wonderful through the Holy Anointed Oil because of your faith now. For the last 30 years, I've been preaching that you don't have faith. Don't have to have faith for sovereign grace to work, and that's true. But what happens when you got faith in the sovereign grace? So enter into, and I release a new anointing upon the ark, a new power upon the ark, a new breakthrough upon the ark, cancer, blindness, the dead being raised, your children being delivered, folks being saved in jailhouses, folks being saved in corporate America, folks being saved in the military, folks being saved in the hospital, folks being saved in the mental institution. That a spiritual breakthrough over all Louisiana ranked last as the least safe place to live in. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? The Bible says in Romans 5:20, wherever sin abounds, grace abounds more so. Wherever sin abounds, the grace of God abounds more so. God said that the sovereign grace ship is available to his people in this region, the Louisiana Purchase. In this region, you're going to see our glory. The prophets prophesied these words many, many years ago. A move of God from the booth of Louisiana is going to come up and touch, amen, everything, amen, in the Louisiana Purchase. They didn't use those words, amen. And it's going to break out from that to the West Coast, to the East Coast. And from that around the world is a sovereign grace ship. That a spiritual promotion is taking place right now before your eyes. The church need to prevail and bring forth children now. It's time for you to intercede and birth children now. It's time for you to intercede and birth children now. The sons of men will become the sons of God. The sons of men will become the sons of God. St. John 1:12. The Bible says, to as many as believed on him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. We are sons of God right now. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves, get rid of that pride, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. 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 Write this down. The greater desire of every true man. I'm going to break this thing down right now. Women, please, y'all get close to my voice now. Get close. Because I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to answer the question that most women in inner city America and all women of all groups across America have suffered because they did not deal with the answer to bring the harmony and peace in their lives. And this is the reason why there's so much homosexuality taking over right now. This is the reason why that so many of the middle class black women have, amen, become lesbians. And if it was not for the middle class black professional women, this movement among these women that, amen, want to be men would not be so strong. Because corporate America, or white America, amen, back in the 50s and 60s, would hire the black woman because she was more educated than the black man. And because the black woman was really running these businesses, because there was a time in America where the white woman, she went to college amen, and ended up getting a husband and children, and the man worked while she stayed home and reared the children. But in our community, in Black America, the woman was accepted in corporate America before the men, and the women end up being the educated ones, and the men did not have the education that our women possess. And they were manipulated by the women's, white women's lib movement to join in with them to free and liberate, really, the white woman. And the Black woman, most of them in that day didn't even realize they were freer than the white woman. I say they was freer than the white woman. Brother Pate, what does this got to do with prophecy? What does this got to do with the church? Because, amen, we did not understand this simple principle that God has revealed to me to give you, because we're talking today about the sons of men becoming the sons of God. I said, we're talking about the sons of men becoming the sons of God. I say the sons of men becoming the sons of God. And listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. And there's so many lonely, broken-hearted women, Black women in America, educated, got everything, and they all alone. And them that is not so alone, they're living a life of total, amen, rebellion against their own conscience by living that lesbian lifestyle. Now let's go to this principle. Please hear me clearly now, because I said some things, and I have to come back about five more times to clear up what I just said, because I can't get to it all, amen, in this time of talking to you, right this time. The greatest desire of a true man is the birth of a son. I think somebody needs to say amen across America. I say the greatest desire of any real man is he wants a son. I say the greatest desire of any man, he wants a son. And the greatest gift that a woman can give a man is a son. They got men and women getting married right now as I speak. And that man is not saying, I hope you give me a daughter. That man, if he's a real man, he wants a son. And if that woman really loves that man, she wants to give him a son. I hope I got a mature audience out here today. I say, I hope I got a mature audience out here today. I say, the greatest desire of every real man is to birth a son. I'm not talking about these men that you see in these entertainers and ball players that want, they get God give them a son, then they approve making their sons out of little girls with operations and everything else that they'll regret the rest of their life. But a real man, he desires to have a son. And the greatest gift that a real lady, a woman, can give a man is a son. Do I have my ready writers? For a woman to give the man she loves a son is a confirmation of a guarantee of his love toward her. Somebody help me. I know we got some doctors and psychology and everything else out there. But this is what the Holy Ghost gave me in prayer house. I say this is what the Holy Ghost gave me in the prayer house. Because there are people right now that's not married. And they know if they could give that man they love a boy, he might never marry her. But he would have a special love toward her because she carried his son. It's natural. It's God's way. For a woman to give a, the man she loves is a confirmation of a guarantee of his love toward her. So how am I ready to write this? The birth of a son strengthens the relationship between a man and a woman in their covenant of love. I say the birth of a son strengthens their covenant relationship. And he, this man loves the woman when she takes care and nourishes that son. When she loves that son and take care of that son and nourish that son, it demands love and respect from a real man. I say a real man, not a player. Now, a homosexual or bisexual, but a real man. When a man finds a wife, though, he finds a good thing, and he obtains favor of the Lord. For this cause, he shall leave his father and mother and cleave or be glued to his wife. There's a difference between a wife and a lady and a loose woman. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And their greatest desire is for the firstborn to be a boy. That's God's order. That's God's purpose. Write this down. God created man first. The man goes forth and create the style of work, the type of world that his family is going to live in. I think something's missing in inner city America. I say the man, he goes forth and he creates the type of world that his family is going to live in. The sign of inner city America and men of color in America is they create the hell for their woman and their children to live in. They created the ghettos, not the government, not the white man. They created the ghetto. They created the world for their wife and their children to live in. Because order is God made you first. God did not send the woman out to create the world for a man and the children to live in. And if somebody is listening to me right now, I didn't want to get off too much of this. And you taking care of a man, and you not married to that man, you are being used by Satan. You out of order. You out of order. God created man first. The man goes forth, and he creates the type of world his family is going to live in. If this world is good or bad, it's a responsibility. It's his responsibility of his fall. It falls on man. If this man is not responsible for creating the type of world that a woman and a son, what man in his right mind want his wife and his son to live in the ghetto? I'm going to get to that. We'll be headed out here in a minute. But I got one big, big, big thing to leave you today. Hallelujah. So God created the man first. The man goes forth. He creates the type of world for his family is going to live in. if this world is good or bad, the responsibility of it falls on the man, not the woman. This is why the black woman leads the black man in the world and in the church. I say, the black woman leads the black man and her children in the world and in the church. But Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, we are living in a time where people will persecute you, attack you, because they think it's evil for you to live with God. They're going to treat you like you're doing some evil living for God. And don't you, women, let these men that ain't no good trick you and have you feeling obligated because you may have made a mistake and had children by a man that ain't worth his weight in salt, like the old folks said, because salt was the type of money in the old Roman Empire. They would do exchange and buy salt, because salt was so valuable in the ancient world. And if it is evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you're going to serve, whether the gods of your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whom land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now check this out. Joshua admitted that he was living on the Amorites' land. Wow. Why it took America so long for its history to tell the truth about they conquered this land? They didn't find nothing. They're not the founders of this and that. That land already had a name. All this land already had a name. All this land already had people. But the Son of Man, he lives to conquer. Carnal people live to conquer. Carnal people take things by any means necessary. Because carnal people, amen, don't have the Spirit of God. But God even to take a wicked man's action and turn it into something good when the sons of men, amen, know how to redefine evil and bring evil out of good. I'm calling for the sons of God. I'm calling for the sons of God. Write this down. We need households that are ran by the sons of God, not the sons of men. We got too many sons of men running households. We got too many sons of men running the church. We got too many sons of men proclaiming they're born again and they're not. The greatest tragedy in Louisiana and the nation is the absentee father and the dysfunctional older men damaging and destroying the mother's sons. It's all here to preach. Did you hear what I say? I say the greatest tragedy in Louisiana and the nation is the absentee father and the dysfunctional old men damaging and destroying the mother's sons. Thank God for the mothers. Thank God for the mothers loving their sons, even if they got a dysfunctional father, even if they got an absentee, amen, father and mother. I challenge you, train your child and turn them over to God. Creating a hopeless spirit in our community, creating fear, violence, and murder that seem never to end. We need a sovereign move of God's grace to demand a shift. We have the sovereign move of God's grace. and we command right now the shift. We command the shift to come to every city that's listening right now. We command the shift to come to every church that's represented on this line right now. We command the shift that you come into your life now. We command everything you touch shall come alive right now. The sovereign grace shift is here. Stay on your knees seeking God's face. He is hearing from heaven. He is healing the land. I believe, I know, I have a right to speak like I'm speaking. I have a right to command the sovereign grace shift because I've been here a half a year praying and seeking the face of God. A sovereign grace shift is here now on your knees. Get a prayer life. Seek the face of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I say seek the face of Almighty God. Seek the face of Almighty God with all your might, all your spirit, all your soul, and heaven will hear and heal the land. God is giving you a new identity today. God is giving you a new land today. In 19, the prophecy of 1996, Baton Rouge in the city, that Baton Rouge would be a city where God rains the blood over every home. I say the blood over every home. The blood over every home. The blood over every home. The prophecy, I have a vision. Do you have a vision? Those of you that remember the prophetic song, amen, Baton Rouge will be a city. We're real close to it now. We're real close to it. Baton Rouge being a city where God rained the blood over every home. Someone in every household will be saved and filled with the power and the love of Almighty God. Hallelujah. God here in Louisiana is bringing change to government. To see, amen, that sovereign grace is going to bring change to government, education, economics, and religion. I say the sovereign grace shift going to bring change to government, education, are you here, economics, and religion. The Bible said through faith they subdue kingdoms. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it already been done in heaven. The sons of men are becoming the sons of God. Prophesize that to your sons. Prophesize that to your daughters. That the sons of men are becoming the sons of God. Look at your kids right now, your children right now, your grown folks right now. Not as the heathen they might be living before you, but look at them as the sons and daughters of God. Hannah, in the book of Samuel, wanted a son. She did not want a daughter. She wanted a son. Why she wanted a son? Because she knew that would make the covenant that she has with her husband even stronger. She wanted the lineage of her husband to live on through her. So Hannah prayed at the altar. And one day Hannah made her last trip to the altar. Some of you about to make your last trip to the altar about the thing you've been wrestling with, praying about, and the breakthrough you need. This is your day of deliverance, your day of blessing, your day of the breakthrough, your day of the sovereign grace shift. You say it, my day of the sovereign grace shift. And Hannah wanted a son to offer him unto God. And we know God gave Hannah, hallelujah, Samuel in the book of Kings. Hallelujah. Book of Samuel. Thank you. Mother, I challenge you by the Spirit of God. Yes, there's many talents in your sons and daughters. But raise them first to be a son and a daughter of God. God's plan for your children is greater than your plan for them. I say God's plan for your children is greater than your plan for them. Some of you right now, you never miss a rehearsal. You never miss no activities that your children are involved in. You never miss them. Spend all kind of money so they could take dance. They could take play ball, tennis, or whatever, piano, or whatever. You spend all thousands of dollars. But how much have you spent in the development of their minds to love Jesus Christ? Have you taken them to some museum that represents God? Have you taken them to some special place? Have you taken them, amen, and spent money on the development of Christ in them? Yes, bless them and their natural talents. But the greatest thing you can do is magnify God's plan over your plan for their life. Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. The seventh thing I want to say to you here is to look for his sovereign grace shift. Look for his sovereign grace shift. Write these things down. These are the things that are happening and will happen 2024. You're going to be able to see it and touch it in a real way. Sons of God that have been chosen by God to lead, God's sovereign grace is about to raise up and is raising up new leadership in every area of life. Amen. Raise your sons and daughters to take on this new, amen, challenge of leadership in this hour. Two, the pouring out of fresh inspiration, inspiring them to do the impossible. That's a fresh inspiration coming that's going to inspire them to do the impossible. They will not be surprised. They're going to be inspired. All these things are going to be happening on in the world. They will not be surprised. They're going to be inspired in the midst of all these troubles. In the midst of all these troubles in the world, they will not be fearful, but they're going to be inspired to do the impossible. Third thing, amen, this sovereign grace shift. God will bring new mentors in your life to equip you to think the thoughts of God. Learning shall become easy. Some of you has been such a hard to maintain information, to understand information. But in this sovereign grace shift, God will bring new mentors in your life to equip you to think the thoughts of God. Learning, amen, shall become easy. 2 Timothy 2:15, study thyself, amen. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The fourth thing going to happen in this sovereign grace shift, a new confidence in your calling. A new confidence in your calling. Godly relationships that will protect you and not harm you. Godly, amen, relationship. You've been hurt by people that say that was of God. But God don't send the real man. Because you got a more of a strength of discernment in your life to know, amen, false teachers, false so-called friends. A new confidence in your calling. Godly, amen, relationship that will protect you and not harm you. Fifth thing that's happening is sovereign grace move. A oneness with other relationship with true worshipers from other nations of the world. God's going to bring people of other nations of the world to you like never before. Because they're going to see that sovereign power on you. They're going to see you know how to move God. Hallelujah. When God is not moving, you're going to be able to stand up because of your relationship with God and move God. Hallelujah. Amen, in a spirit of humility, in a spirit, amen, that loving God with all your heart, in a oneness with other relationship with true worshipers from other nations around the world. Get ready for this. The sixth thing that will happen in the sovereign grace rule, God's going to turn properties over to you. History and culture. You're not going to just be mixed with all these different groups of people. You're going to have ownership. You're going to have legacy and history. And you're not going to be ashamed of your culture. I say you're not going to be ashamed of your culture, whatever your culture is. Hallelujah. Because a true Christian respects all men's culture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not trying to change nobody. You're working on yourself and allowing God to have his way in your life. Hallelujah. So properties, history, and culture will be restored to the true sons and daughters of God. The seventh thing that will happen in the sovereign move shift. The urgency of the last days of sovereign grace shift will rest strong and mightily upon you. All you're going to put number one is the harvesting of souls. Everything you do is going to be, how can I use this for the harvest of souls? The eighth thing, your sons and daughters of Louisiana is one of America's last chance. This region, I prophesied to those in this region. This region shall rise up before the entire world to live out the true motto. See, the motto of Louisiana is union, justice, and confidence. This state has never had true unity. This state has been divided into about four different classes of unity. God is going to break the class thing. God is about breaking that race thing. God is breaking that jealousy, envy, strife, bigotry, ignorance, and darkness off of Louisiana. This region shall rise up before the entire world and true union, justice, and confidence, amen, will be known in Louisiana and all the states that came out of Louisiana. Are you listening to the preacher of righteousness? I say, are you listening to me? I say, are you listening to me? Here it is. Hallelujah. I say, union, justice, and confidence was decreed by the conquerors of this land. I don't want to say the founding fathers of this territory. They did not find this territory. God is the founder of the territory. God had men of color already here in America on this land. I say the white man, amen, didn't discover America. Amen, there was people of color on this land when they got here. The seed of the black man was on this country. Let's get real with the stuff that we're going to be, amen, deal with. We're in the last days. This land was conquered, but since it was conquered, since the territory was taken, these conquerors say we're going to have union, justice, and confidence. I claim it. I claim what Louisiana so-called fathers said. Union, confidence, and justice. When you're going to see the justice for the poor children of the ex-slaves coming out of Louisiana like you have never seen it before. You're going to see unity among the children of the ex-slaves working with the children of the ex-masters like never before. You're going to see a confidence that something good could come out of Louisiana, and the statistics that this is the worst place in America to live, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I curse it and I command what I saw in a vision, this whole Louisiana territory rising up as a witness to the entire world. And the sovereign grace, I say the sovereign grace shift shall bring this word to pass and go beyond the dreams of those that agreed, amen, on union, justice, and confidence to be. Somebody say amen. We are the sons of God with passion and love that is greater than the problems and troubles of this land. This is the hour that the local church will take on a biblical worldview. not church anniversary, not cry anniversary, not all the little stuff the church can do inside the buildings. We're going to have a biblical worldview. Go in all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Go in the highways and byways. Go everywhere. On your job, the malls, the schools. A biblical worldview. People are dying and going to hell. Yahweh. Yeshua. Now I'm going to get, this is not political. This is a fact, what I'm about to say. And I'm about to close. This is a fact. This is a fact. Psalms 75, 6, and 7. For promotion cometh not neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, and he put down one, and he set up another. But God is the judge. He put down one, and he set up another. A few days ago, an unknown man named Mike Jones became the Speaker of the House. What this got to do with prophecy, Brother Page? The territory of Louisiana, for the first time in history, a man from Louisiana is the Speaker of the House. A man that's against abortion, a man that's against gays marrying each other, and his children being disfigured and damaged, and came out of Louisiana, two heartbeats away from being the President of the United States. And nobody knew who he was a couple of weeks ago. But all this has happened since I've been in the prayer. All this shit has happened. Certain laws have been in place this summer. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Why did God let an unknown man from Louisiana when other more powerful men was set down? But while we've been in this prayer house to take the capital city of Louisiana, God sent a man to declare himself as a man of God, a Christian, to be the number three man in the nation over the territory of from New York to California, but he mainly represent Louisiana. He mainly represent Louisiana. Now please hear what I'm about to say prophetically. Louisiana was more evil and meaner with the grandfather clause than any state in America that legalized hatred on the books of black people and poor people and the rest of the states in South Florida. So it was easy for the United States government to turn its back on the Jews in Europe when Hitler was burning up the Jews in the gas chambers. It was already legal for America to hate another person because of their race. Why would God at this hour of the sovereign move of God send a man from Louisiana that's against the biggest killer in black America? Did you know more 26 million black people been aborted in the last 50 years? Did you know that the potential, each one of them could have had a child, that's the potential of 50 million votes that the black community in, will never have in America? Did you know that? And God has sent a man from Louisiana that declared himself as a child of God, and he is against the genocizing of the black race. And because one thing, too, a white brother that got a black adopted son. What is God doing? What is he doing? Will this be the man that would challenge the white Christians to rise up in Louisiana and redeem themselves for all the evil that their forefathers did in Louisiana to black people, to the black Christian people, when they declared their grandfathers and everything declared themselves to be Christians, and they made it so hard that they set up a system that was almost against the law for us to get an education even after slavery. Could this be the time of the repentance of the church in Louisiana to come together with righteous black men and women, and that we come together as true brothers and sisters? Because God had raised this man up. Now look what God said, for promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, but from nor from the south. But God is the judge. If God is the judge, will the God of the earth do us right because of the slavery that took place and the cruelty of Louisiana so-called Christians and damaged Baton Rouge, Shreveport, New Orleans, and all these other cities, where the black children are destroying one another because of all the poverty that was created here because of the laws that these so-called fathers of this territory, with their laws of hate and bigotry and all the corruption they did to our people for 400 years, God always returned to the scene of the cloud. I prophesied to you across the world now. God showed me this is the season of the repentance of the white church in Louisiana to come in true covenant with holy and righteous black Christians. I'm talking about the black Christians that are not killing their babies in the womb. The black Christians that are not happy about their children having sex changes. The black so-called community, amen, Christian, that are not caught up in supporting these people that support these abortion clinics that's destroying more of our people than any disease, any killing. All the diseases combined, put together, is not killing more black people than abortion. Abortion is the stain on the black community. Abortion is why, amen, that this death and destruction is upon us. And I want to say this, God has forgiven every woman that repented that has committed abortion. But if you have repented and you're still supporting the abortion politicians, you're still supporting the abortion clinics, the blood is still on your hands. And you wonder why your sons that you had after you had the abortion are murderers and killers in the street, because what you think gonna come out of a murdering womb. If that you have not repented, death is still in your womb. And you'll give birth to children of corruption because you have not repented, even though you thought you repented. Because if you are supporting the people that keep pushing this death and murder in our community, you still have the sins of your abortion upon your head. But could this be the time that something good can make it come out of Louisiana? I'm not talking about politics. This is not political, what I'm saying. I'm speaking as a prophet of God. And God has raised up a man that is adopted a black son when he was 14 years old. You don't ever hear him talking about it, because the son chose he don't want to be around all this election stuff. Oh, you hear me? So I see that mercy has already been given. Now, I believe that other leaders, some of them been calling me while I've been in the prayer house. When we challenge them with the prophecy and with the word, there's going to be a public movement of God among black and white people in Baton Rouge, like the world has never seen. This is a season of true repentance. This is a season that God, now what's going to give this man power? This is what's going to give this man power that's in that position. Because some of you say, all that this car gone on. This is what God told me. That's going to give the manpower. The threat of war is going to unite the chamber. The threat of war is going to unite the chamber. I say the threat of war is going to make that man stronger. The threat of war is going to make him stronger. The threat of the lack of money is going to make that man stronger. The chamber is going to become stronger because of the threat of the lack of money. In fact, the first thing that he did, one side wanted to send money to Ukraine, but he said, no, we're going to send money to Israel. We're not putting it both in a package. We'll deal with that later. So he stood up. The first thing is send money to Israel. Hallelujah. God said, bless his people. Now listen to me. The threat of embarrassment and abuse will unite the chamber. Those group of people in that house are ashamed of the way they've been acting themselves because they all been evil up there. They all been out of honor. They all been fighting. They didn't to save themselves. They've been divided and fighting and look like fools before the whole world. But God has sent a man from Louisiana to bring order. And because of the embarrassment and the abuse, they're going to unite around that man. And the power base has come out of Louisiana. A voice of reason and spirit of understanding was set on high from Louisiana. For the first time in this nation, union, justice, and confidence is in the place where God has set it. For our white Christian brothers to correct the sins of their fathers and the grandfather clause of the 1890s, amen, it has started right now, right before your eyes. Oh, you hear me? Reconstruction failed first in Louisiana after the Civil War. And God is getting ready to make the last first and the first last. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? Yes, the Christian Brotherhood. Amen. It's going to come out of Louisiana. Hope defer. Now, concerning the black families in Louisiana, hope defer makes the heart sick. The families in Louisiana and across the nation has been divided by the laws that created disappointment. I say this, the United States government created laws that created disappointment in the black community. And hope deferred makes the heart sick. Oh, you hear me? It separates and divides. This is the opportunity time to correct the wrong. If you love God, if we love God, will he make from Baton Rouge to Washington, D.C., will he cause a move to flow like never before? It's time, amen, to end this old season of political deception in the black church and the black politician that caused us as a people to believe it's better. You've got to hear this, that it is better. I say they cause us to believe it's better to genocide our boys through abortion because we could not afford to have our sons to be born. I say our politician and the preacher got together and said it's best to abort our boys because we can't afford them to be born. The curse of murder is on the entire black community in America. 26 million babies been aborted. The potential of 50 million votes or more has been destroyed. It's not about who's voting in our community. So we will lead the nation. No, it ain't about votes. The question is, will we repent? Will we humble ourselves? Will we turn from our wicked ways? Will we seek the truth? And will we die of our selfishness? So it's time to pray. Will we die of our selfishness? you will not be able to enjoy the fullness of the sovereign grace ship and become the sons and daughters of God till you die of your selfishness. Father, help us to die. The blood is on all of our hands. Because we have not declared your word the way we need to. We know, Lord, that one of our living sons and daughters was headed toward a snake pit. And we were a distance away. We would cry with everything in us to get their attention that they don't fall and die in a pit of snakes. Forgive us for not crying out loud enough. Your church has been asleep. Your church has been silent. And we've been living under the laws of evil men and women. Let us be separate and come from among them now. Let the church be the church. I pray, Lord God, that we be diligent, consistent in our prayer life, diligent, consistent in our giving, diligent, consistent in our sacrifice to save others. Oh God, give us clarity and understanding. Take us out of this deception that these laws have put upon us. These laws, we have submitted to the laws of men over your laws. Wake up us morally. Give us sensitivity to all this shedded blood, all this ignorance, all this living by our feelings and not by principles. Teach us a sermon. Lord, if I got to stay in this prayer house for the rest of my life, I'm going to stay here. Because you had already touched me. You had already touched Lady Pate and blessed her with one of the greatest things she did to die for 24 years in bad blood. Women that need prayer. God-fearing women. And she leaves America. She leaves Louisiana. Thank you for blessing that meeting. All those women, black and white, rich and poor, came together. And just showed love to each other. If I got to stay here, praying and passing out the arm every day, for the rest of my life, I give my life to you. My life is in your hand. Teach us how to sacrifice. Teach us how to sacrifice to save our son. Because the son came first. Adam and Eve had two sons. Every king wanted a son. Every real father wants a son. Oh God, give me sons. Give me young men that would hear the word of the Lord, that would be disciplined to the word of God, that would sacrifice their life to save another son. Oh God, lay the cross on me like you laid the cross on Sam when Jesus stumbled with the cross and couldn't carry it anymore. You put the cross on a black man. Let me be your black man. Let me be your black man. That will humble myself to flow with my white brothers and sisters and my red brothers and my yellow brothers, whatever color, if I got to humble myself and put up with their ignorance to try to reach them. Oh, let it be so. Let me be your Simon. Let me be your Simon. Thank you for the breakthrough of the prophecy. Thank you for your miracle power falling across the world right now. Thank you for giving me men and women that's been working with you over the years. Oh, God. Thank you for the daughter that came to the church, to the prayer house yesterday. Said I baptized her when she was 12. Now she was 38. I never knew her in the natural, but by the Spirit, I knew her spirit. Lord, we baptized thousands of people in this area, thousands. Let their children come. Let their sons come. Tear down these church walls and teach us how to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. I love you today. This message will be available for you to listen to. We will post it on my website and Lady Page's website. God bless you.